بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. قرآن کا مطلب سمجھنے سے جو امور معنی ہیں ان کو جہاں تک ہو سکے دفع کرو. امام غزال رحمہ اللہ says that abstain as far as possible, stay away, remain aloof from all those things, those actions which prevent one from understanding the meanings of the Quran. Stay away from all such these actions which are impediments or obstacles in the way of understanding the Quran. In other words, it's very sin, transgression, futility, things which are futile, even if they are not sinful, but they are futile and there's no benefit in an act, neither any worldly benefit in an act, nor any benefit in the akhirat, then that act or that thing it is termed futile, lahu. And the Rasulullah said, min husn islam al-mar'i tarku ma la ya'ni. The beauty of a man's Islam is that he abstains, he shuns from all things which are useless, futile, which will not benefit him. So in order to understand the meanings of the Quran, even if one understands the language, but if he does not abstain from such acts which are impediments or obstacles in the way of understanding the meaning, then never will he be able to understand this meaning. Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi's Ustad, Hazrat Wasi Rahmatullahi, giving advice to Imam Shafi Rahmatullahi, he said, Al-ilmu nuru min Allah. The ilm, knowledge, it is a nur from Allah Ta'ala. And the nur of Allah Ta'ala, it is not bestowed to a transgressor, one who rebelliously and habitually transgresses Allah Ta'ala's law. Such a person will not gain the true knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, even though he may gain some book knowledge, but the true understanding of the words and the meanings of the Quran, he will not acquire it. So the Quran, it is nur of Allah Ta'ala, so that knowledge, that nur, is only understandable. One can only understand it if one abstains from all such things which are obstacles in his path. کیونکہ ضعیف الایمان بندوں کے لیے تو خواہشات نفسانی اور وساوس شیطانی حجاب بن جاتے ہیں. People of weak ایمان like ourselves, emotional desires of the nafs and وساوس or thoughts of the shaitan, thoughts which the shaitan whispers into our minds, into our hearts, these become barriers. They are veils and they prevent one from understanding the meanings of the Quran. کہ ان کے نفوس دنیاوی تعلقات سے وابستہ اور ان کے قلوب شک و شبہات میں ملوث ہوتے ہیں. The hearts of people of weak iman, like ourselves, our hearts are always involved in worldly connections, worldly relationships, and our hearts are filled with doubt and uncertainties. اور یہی قلب کے وہ پردے ہیں جن کے سب قرآن پاک کی باریکیاں سمجھ میں نہیں آ سکتی. اینڈ دیز آر دا ویل دیز ورلڈلی ٹائز ورلڈلی ریلیشن شپ اینڈ ڈاؤٹ انسرٹنٹیز وچ وی ڈیولپ ایز اے ریزلٹ آف دیز ریلیشن شپس اینڈ ون از انیبل دیز آر دا ویلز وچ پریوینٹ ون فرام انڈرسٹینڈنگ دا سبٹلٹیز دا انر اینڈ ڈیپر میننگ آف دا قرآن. لہذا ان اتارنے کی کوشش ہونی چاہیے. دیٹ ریزن ون شوڈ اینڈیور یو شوڈ میک این ایفرٹ ٹو ریموو دیز ویلز بائی ابسٹینگ اینڈ ریفرینگ فرام سن اینڈ فرام آل تھنگز وچ آر فیوٹائل. اور جن لوگوں کا ایمان قوی ہو جاتا ہے کہ خدا کی محبت ان کے قلب میں پیدا ہو جاتی ہے اور ان کو طاعت میں لذت آنے لگتی ہے, ان پر بھی قلبی وساوس اپنا اثر کرتے ہیں. And even people, those whose iman developed, they have strong iman and they have a close relationship of love with Allah Ta'ala, even such people are influenced by the wasawis or the thoughts which shaitan inspires or whispers into them. مثلاً نماز کے حالت میں ان کا دل اس طرف متوجہ ہو جاتا ہے کہ ہماری نیت کیسی ہے. But there is a difference between such people, ordinary people, in people like ourselves. Shaitan, he influences us with evil thoughts, emotional thoughts, things of the nafs. He whispers into our minds, into our hearts, and by means of such evil thoughts, he distracts us, he diverts our minds from the salat, from the salat remembrance, from understanding the meanings of the Quran. But people of strong iman, shaitan does not whisper evil thoughts into their mind, because their minds, their hearts, have become sufficiently developed spiritually. From the ruhani point of view, they are sufficiently developed, and evil thoughts will make no effect upon them. They are strong enough to immediately ward away such thoughts. Shaitan approaches them a different angle. He approaches them through the angle of ibadat. For example, he will, during salat, during the course of salat, Shaitan will put it into their mind. And the question will, the doubt will occur to them. Is my niyat, my intention, is it sincere? Am I performing the salat sincerely for the sake of Allah Ta'ala? Such thoughts he will whisper into the minds of those who are spiritually developed. اور جو خلو شروع نماز کے وقت تھا وہ اب بھی قائم ہے یا نہیں. Put such a thought into the mind that in the beginning I started off my salat with ikhlas, with sincerity, but is that sincerity intact? Am I now also during the course of my salat, am I still sincere, or has my sincerity become contaminated? یا مثلا حروف کے مخارج سے ادا ہونے میں شبہ پڑتا ہے. Or he, for example, he creates a doubt in their minds with regard to the maharij of the letters. Am I reciting correctly? Did I pronounce a certain harf correctly or not? Or ayat ko is niyat se baar baar dohrate hain, halanke qalb ke liye ye bhi hijab hai. And because of this reason, the musalli now he doubts his recitation. He feels that he did not recite the ayat correctly. The words, the huruf, the letters, the words did not emerge from the correct places, from the mouth, from the throat, etc. So what he does, he repeats the verses over and over in his salat in order to pronounce it correctly. So in this manner, shaitan diverts their mind from the zikr, from the salat. Such people, I mean, iman is strong, who know that they can recite correctly, the maharij, referring to places from the mouth or throat, from where the letters emerge. They know they have knowledge of the maharij. So when such doubts occur to them, they should ignore such doubts. As Maulana Yaqub Rahmatullahi, one of the great awliya and stars of his time, Rahmatullahi also, he said once in his witr salat, a doubt arose. Did I recite my dua kunut or not? The second, repeated his salat. The second night, same doubt arose. The third night again. So then he understood, this is now from shaitan. So when the doubt arose again in his mind, he tells himself, so what about it if I didn't read dua kunut? When the doubt came, he tells himself, so what about it if I did not read my dua kunut and continue this salat? Thereafter doubt completely disappears. Now sometimes the shaitan, he puts such doubts in the minds of people. So as long as something remains in the state of a doubt, one should ignore it. You will get a doubt, my wuzu, is my wuzu valid or my wuzu is not valid. So such a doubt, it doesn't break the wuzu. The wuzu breaks with certainty. If you are certain that your wuzu is broken, then obviously you will have to accept it. But if you merely doubt that your doubt, then that doubt won't break the wuzu. So shaitan, he disturbs the peace of mind of the mu'minin by means of doubt. Because huruf or alfaz ki durusti کے پیچھے پڑ جانا اور مخارج کی طرف مشغول ہونا یہ ان کا کام نہیں جن کو عالم علوی کی سیر و سیاحت اور ملکوتی امور کا مشاہدہ کرنا منظور ہے. Those people whose intention it is to spiritually journey and travel in the spiritual realms and observe and experience the Ruhani wonders, well, to the people of strong iman, to the awliya, it is not proper for them to become involved in such doubts. They should not allow such doubts to deflect them or to divert their mind, because they are able to recite correctly, they know how to pronounce the words correctly. So when such doubts occur to them, they should ignore these doubts, because these doubts also such doubts also, although they come in the form of ibadat, but they are also barriers. They are barriers in the way of understanding the inner meaning of the Quran. Any questions? Yeah.